mentioned, we haven't won a state library since 2006 when Pauline won re-election. So Secretary of State, Auditor, Attorney General, Governor, Senator, haven't won any of those. And right now, if you, especially if you look at the House, Republicans are divided. And if we don't fix that, we're not going to win again in 2020. There are groups out there that are actively claiming to be Republicans, and they make all of their money attacking other Republicans. We're not going to win a statewide race with that. What can you do?
I mean, it's a challenge because, well, I know which groups you're talking about, and they do. They make money off of attacking other Republicans, and we're just, we don't live in a state where we have like 90% Republican. I mean, we shouldn't be doing it anyway. You know, it would be nice if there was just one caucus, but obviously, you know, realizing some of the people that split off, I don't think it sounds like they're open to coming back, and a lot of us have encouraged that since that division happened. We try to educate people that aren't as familiar with these groups that purport to, you know, be supporting Republicans, but really they divide us. We try to make sure and educate people so they understand what these groups are and discourage, you know, contributing to them, like, you know, giving, supporting them, because they do significant harm to our party. And trust, I mean, I've been at the receiving end of their hate for a long time now, probably over 2 years, and it's unpleasant and it isn't helpful, but I agree. We have to stay united, and that's, we're trying to bring ourselves above it. And the thing that we tell, like, kind of our fellow leaders is, you know, if we stop paying attention to these people, I mean, they'll still do what they're going to do, but then they don't hold as much power because they think they do, because we're always reacting, we're responding, we're talking about them, we're lifting it up, right? And we have to stop doing that. I mean, they need to go away. And I know you wanted to say something.
I can say too, just as kind of a anecdotal story, and share your views on that. We do not have enough. We're not Alabama here. We need to work together, circle the wagons, and fire outwards rather than inwards. Yeah. But just anecdotal example of how a victory program, the one our chair is putting together, can be helpful with that. So many new people come into the victory offices, work with people, get involved, actually work with their local House rep, work with their local state senator, whoever it may be. And most people want to get involved because they want action, they want unity, and they want to beat Democrats at the end of the day. And so I've seen just last cycle through the victory program, I won't name any names, but one of the couple people I'm sure you're referring to was busy working against other Republicans. There was a group that was claimed to be Republican and supportive of the president, though they weren't. And a lot of those people actually, once they made contact with our staff, saw what we were doing, saw how positive we were, just ended up breaking off and not being involved with people who are unproductive or counterproductive. So I think that helps too.
And I think part of the, I mean, it is what it is right now. Part of the challenge that we face is, like, when you have certain party officers that were elected that are very tightly connected with these groups, and they sit on our executive board and make decisions and take inside information back. I mean, that's problematic, right? But they got elected, and we just need to make sure that people understand that the majority of us are trying to do the right thing, and the people that are in these positions as party officers or leaders, and they're actively working against our mission and agenda, should they be party officers and leaders? I mean, that's a question for the people that elect them in our party, because you're right, we're not going to win if we're not united. And if we have to spend thousands of dollars again fighting back people in primaries, like we had to do, you know, Andrew Myers was one last year in 33B. He was endorsed, great candidate. You know, he came with the 300 votes, but he had a really ugly primary. He had, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars spent against him by these people, right? He wasn't the only one. And it's not good for anybody, because then he has to extend his individual, you know, campaign resources, getting himself through the primary. We actually spent more money on him because we wanted to make sure he got through the primary. And there were a number of House candidates that we doubled down on. Bjorn Olson was another one because he had a primary challenger down there with a gentleman named Michael Sukowski. So we reassigned Spencer, who was our employee. And I said, Spencer, you got to go down and you have to be Bjorn's full-time guy for the next month. We have to get him through the primary, right? And there were certain people, you know, Don Rally, like people that we wanted to make sure we did everything we could from the party side to support through that. So it is unfortunate, but we want to be professional at the party, but I'm not going to be silent anymore about the people that are in leadership that are actively working against our party every day, because it goes against everything we do. I mean, it's not easy to raise money. You guys know, in Canada, it's not. And we work really hard to bring money into this party, and it's to help elect Republicans and to deal with a lot of this nonsense. It's just, it's beneath us as a party, right? So I think we just have to have more champions that speak out against it and stand behind what we're all trying to do, which is win. So I know it's not maybe the answer you're looking for, but it's kind of where we're at right now.
My friends that call and ask about this, should I, and they sound good. And they want to, you know, I mean, and I say, no, you don't want to contribute to them. They're not part of the, they do not go to the party. But how many people out there are contributing that don't even know what they're contributing?
A lot of them, right?
That's one place we need to really push forward so that people understand who they're contributing to.
I think one of the, a couple of really good resources on this note, if you don't mind, that the chairwoman's put together, I think, that are just incredible. The monthly chairwoman briefings are always awesome. They showcase the work that our Republican House and Senate do. So that is a place to get those talking points, get that out to other people. The monthly newsletter, too, another really good resource to get that stuff out to people. The best way to change the narrative is to control the narrative and talk about all the good work that all of our Republican electeds are doing across the state. So those are two big ones.
Who are the ones that are looking for? Would you say, because I guess I'm not sure who you're, and the reason I ask is not because I'm going to go out and be nasty and, you know, how else, but just so it would be nice to be aware, so, you know, like if I encounter some of those people or whatever, I'm not maybe divulging things that would help them go against us or something like that. I mean, not that I know any secrets, but.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
as
a general rule, I mean, I know we're all big fans and we have bragging dinners, right? So obviously we all love bragging in this room. As a general rule, I feel like people like that self-identify when they start breaking the Reagan rule, which is thou shalt not speak ill of other Republicans. So that is going to be the quickest way you can identify who those people are. If they start trashing people that are have been endorsed, won a primary, and are elected and currently serving in office, those are probably people that are being counterproductive to the party's mission, which is collecting Republicans.
Yeah, because there's like a group that, and I don't want to, you know, call anyone out, but they spend all their money targeting Republicans. So they pick like 5 to 7 Republicans every year that they
Targets. It's not a ton of money.
What are their talking points? I mean, what are they?
Just, it's like they're not conservative enough. You know, this person, this person is not for 2A, or this person is not pro-life enough, or this person's, I don't know. Just pick a hot issue that people get passionate about, right?
And if we don't win the majority, bottom line is there's nothing we can do anyways.
Exactly.
You can talk all you want, and you can be as conservative as you want, but you are not, you're going to allow them to move us further left if we do not maintain or increase the majority. Bottom line. And majority, what they're doing does not have time. I mean, I got no problem saying, I'll say it to anybody. I swear half of their money comes from the DFL secretly, because it has to. The crap that they do to divide us, to pick off the more moderate members, we need those members. We need members like me, because we do not come from hard red districts.
Mm-hmm.
My district is technically considered a blue district. Historically, 10 to need districts like mine right now, mm-hmm. because the suburbs and the inner cities have become so populated, we're losing in the outstate the numbers, and they're centralizing. So what are we going to do? And we're not going to get anywhere if we don't have a majority, if we don't get the governorship.
Yeah.
And if we can't get the governorship, we better dang well make sure to at least maintain the Senate, if not get back the House. Because if we can get back the House and keep the Senate, but we don't get there, then we pick apart each other for every little thing. So
it certainly is it's trouble within our party, right? It's you have to look at the people that are actually causing the division versus the people that are trying to work together to unite and win.
Yeah. You know, they always say, well, the Dems work together. They always, you know, they're the same. But if you think about it, a democracy is filled with a lot of different ideas. And so to me, it's not natural for everybody to agree. So when you see that some Republicans don't agree on something, you know, so I guess it depends what they're disagreeing on, but and how reciprocally they're doing it. And, the democracy is about a lot of different ideas, but I think we should be the same on the core.
I think there's a difference between disagreement and destruction.
Right.
And that's where kind of the line is. Because yes, we're not always all going to agree, and there's ways to do it respectfully, but with the full agenda of I'm here to destroy, it doesn't help. So.
And just to wrap this all, this one little issue up, just keep it on your mind. We have a representative from Frankie to Lucero being called up for not being conservative enough. You're calling on everybody. And at that point, it becomes very difficult. So if there's one thing to keep in mind over the next year, please have it be that, because going into primaries and other issues like that, issues are going to be covered. So, and I've heard from people myself personally in the district who are upset, and it's hard to explain to people. At the very least, send out, if the MNGOP wants to send out resources to DPO to use on these issues, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
So I give us a fine line for the state party too, because you don't want to upset the very far conservative right, people that, like the ones that met at the door, is like, I've only voted for Trump, I haven't voted in 30 years, and because I feel XYZ,
mm-hmm.
are we going to be able to get them back out to